an oncologist from Italy, doing extraordinary work, 90% cure rate now we're talking, and so simple, completely brings freedom and healing back to you, the people, and where it belongs. And, of course, that concerns me because of the threat to the cancer industry. But we've also talked about when those studies come out, as Dr. John Apsley so ably said, look at the structure of those studies to see, because a lot of them are designed to fail because this is a threat. But if you believe in freedom, which I know you do, we're on the right track here. And let's go right to the phones. We got Joanne in Pennsylvania. Joanne, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, hello. I was wondering what the route would be for lung. I've just taken my first radiation treatment of 34. I'm a 2-year recurrent non-small adenoma.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Joanne, hold on a moment.
So with recurrent, they're also not telling you the truth about what the success rate is for the future therapies that you'll be addressing. But that's another point. The issue is that physicians that are using this therapy are nebulizing it, they're putting it IV in, they're putting it by way of actual tubing right down into the lung where the actual sites are, and just lavaging, washing the area thoroughly. But you can also use a vaporizer and a nebulizer. Now, I want to say this just overall. You can do some of these things at home, but you do need supervision from a natural inclined physician. You can work in combination with your oncologist. You don't have to, again, give the oncologist the credit. Whatever chemotherapy you're doing, if you're going to follow through on that prescription, go right ahead. But then you can also do the sodium bicarb. But be aware, do not overdose on the sodium bicarb. One cup a day at one level teaspoon of the sodium bicarb, drinking that, if you're drinking it for preventive measures or just for additive value, that's fine. But if you're also receiving IV sodium bicarb, you don't need to drink it that day. It's also 6 days on and 6 days off. Okay, so do not overdose on this stuff, okay?
Yeah, even from a natural perspective, again, there are things to consider here, and this is as safe a form of a cancer cure I've ever heard among many, and there's extraordinary things that are happening here, and Joanne, I appreciate your call. Also, I witnessed on the Dr. Simoncini's American website that Bob Jones from the Cavitat Group was able to put up. I saw a video of actual lavage of a cancered area, the fungus area, and literally in 24 hours to see the difference of the tissue that was just, you know, flushed with the sodium bicarb solution. Astonishing. Absolutely astonishing and safe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So in review, I want to make sure everyone understands. Oh.
Yeah, we're on a hard break. We're going to review when we come back. Okay. We got one more segment.